defending liberty 1 hour at a time, and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you've just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
It's all Americans. Let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff now. Hey, hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Wednesday, December 28th. 2016, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So do you guys think that your state is a nanny state? I mean, it might be, but I'm willing to bet it does not compare to the used-to-be great state of New Jersey. How would you like to have to rake up 5 acres of leaves in the fall? I don't care how many kids you have, that's a lot of leaves. Neighborhood groups in the swanky towns of Princeton and Maplewood, New Jersey, are supporting laws banning leaf blowers. Yep. But wait, it gets worse. Up until January of this year, it was illegal for kids to shovel their neighbors' driveways and sidewalks without obtaining a $450 permit. Tell me again how bad you think your state is. All right, let's get to today's headlines. First, as information and leaked transcripts start to pop up in newspapers around the world, it's becoming clearer by the minute that the Obama administration was the framer behind the UN Security Council vote that banned Israel from settling parts of its own country. We have excerpts from these leaked transcripts that we need to talk about, along with what else this outgoing administration has in store for Israel in the coming couple of weeks. Also, in light of the UN Security Council vote, along with possible White House and State Department involvement, one report from The Hill is stating that there is a bipartisan push in Congress to retaliate against the UN. Could this resolution be the thing that finally ends the partisan logjam in Washington, D.C.? And Democrats are already thinking about 2020. While Hillary Clinton's name may not be on the top of their list, it's still on it, along with 14 others. But will it really matter? Not if the DNC has anything to say about it. All that, plus Vice President-elect Mike Pence gets the last laugh while enjoying breakfast every morning. Barack Hussein Obama isn't done with his silly last-minute regulations. This time, he set his sights on pork. Go figure. And has Amazon acknowledged that Alexa is always listening? We spoke about this yesterday. Oh boy. Let's kick this show off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. That includes Hillary Clinton and maybe Barack Obama one day. In the meantime, you gotta check out rhinoreport.com, rhinoreport.com, new articles. You can sign up for the newsletter. You can check out the new and updated Rhino Rants. New videos there. And as always, you can follow me on Twitter at Rhino On Air, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, On Air. It's the same handle on Gab. We're speaking freely there. You can check out the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. And as always, you can email me questions, concerns, comments, a good joke, a story I missed, whatever you got. Send it to Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. We'll be right back.
When you really want Italian food, by now you know you've got to go to Columbo's. And when you want to bring in the New Year's right, it's Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. There's a reason Columbo's is known as that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. It's because Columbo's does it right. And for New Year's, they pull out all the stops. Great jazz, scrumptious steaks and fish specialties, your favorite libations, Columbo's family recipe Italian treats, and don't forget the meatballs. Columbo's for New Year's, of course. 323-254-9138. 323-254-9138. New Year's resolution number one, call Columbo's. 323-254-9138. And start the new year right. Columbo's. Mangia.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Wednesday edition, Hump Day. Hump Day across the country edition of the Rhino Report. Big shout outs to everyone listening right now. Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty Feed every day, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern, right there, as well as streamingtalkradio.com, same time, and the replay at midnight Eastern, klrnradio.com. Gotta check that out. Lots of cool shows on all of those different internet radio stations, along with you have to download the CRN app. That way you can take the Rhino Report and all of my warm-up acts across with you wherever you go in your travels, whether you're boxing stuff up and bringing them back to the mall or kind of grinning and bearing that sweater you got or whatever you got. You gotta download the CRN app, and we're on CRN 1, Monday to Friday, 2 p.m. Eastern. And a couple of two-hour weekend shows on the weekend on that app as well. So you got to check those out. So I talked about this nanny state stuff. And we're talking about New Jersey in the open there. And these kids, they had to get a permit. If you were going to shovel your neighbor's sidewalk or driveway or go around, try to make a buck, you know, do things that we try to instill in our kids to be helpful and be courteous and, you know, go to your neighbors if they're elderly or just lazy and shovel their sidewalk or rake their leaves or whatever. You had to obtain a $450 permit to do that. Isn't that crazy? That's nuts. And then you have these towns, Maplewood and Princeton, which are pretty swanky towns. The mean income is north of $100,000 a year per house in those towns, which is somewhat common in the Northeast, but still, when you have the mean income at that level, it's still pretty high. And they want to get rid of leaf blowers. And it's with commercial companies. So, in other words, if you have a landscaper and they come by and they cut your grass and they blow your leaves and they do the mulch and all that, they want the landscapers to have to rake instead of using leaf blowers, which is a terrible idea for the consumer. Because when you rake leaves, if you've ever done any sort of manual labor in your life and you've charged for it, you charge by the hour, not by the job. So it's going to take longer to complete these, and you're going to pay more. So essentially, these people, they're willing to pay more money just to not hear leaf blowers. And Princeton is a nice area, Princeton, New Jersey. It's near Trenton, which is not a nice area. But to not hear leaf blowers, you would pay more money? No way. No way. And these people aren't raking their own leaves, I can tell you that. They're not doing that. But it's not just in the Northeast. Austin, Texas, right? You guys in Texas love your liberties, your civil liberties, everything about liberty down there. Well, not if you want to sell lemonade. No, if you want to sell lemonade, guess what? You got to get a permit. Yeah, in Austin. It's crazy. You have to get a $35 temporary food permit and then a $425 license agreement to have a lemonade stand in the city of Austin, but they've been gracious enough to set aside a lemonade day, one day in May, where you get to have your kids go outside with their little entrepreneurial spirit and sell lemonade. Isn't that nuts? That's absolutely crazy. So it's not just nanny states, it's nanny cities too, and this is a city in Texas, right? The place we all look at and say, if there's ever going to be a secession from our country and have a viable state, Texas is it. They're it. It's not California. California could never succeed. I know they have this whole push going on lately to secede from the union. It'll never work. You know why? Because eventually you're gonna run out of money. it's going to go away. People are going to get tired of being taxed through the nose, and they're going to leave all the social welfare programs they have out there. So let's go to the East Coast. Let's talk about Rehoboth Beach, Delaware. Nice area. Nice area. Good vacation spot. It's in the mid-Atlantic there. It's on the Delmarva Peninsula, if you're not familiar. So it's on the eastern side of the Chesapeake Bay. They wanted to ban pools. No more pools in Rehoboth Beach. And it had nothing to do with the water table or ecology. No, it had to do with the noise. Again, the noise. The people in Princeton and Maplewood don't want the leaf blower noise. The people in Rehoboth Beach, Delaware don't want the noise from kids jumping around and splashing in pools. It takes away from the ambiance, I guess, of living in Delaware, of all the places. So they eventually knock this down because there's lots of seaside resorts there that have pools. And when it's too cold to go in the ocean or the water's too rough or whatever it may be, you go in the pool. That's how it works. There's plenty of hotels here on Long Island that they're on the ocean, but they have pools too. I mean, that's not an uncommon thing. So they all knock this down. They had like 1,000 people show up to protest this. And this was all by the mayor. The mayor wanted to do this. His name is Sam Cooper. And he says, and this is the problem. He says, I have a vision for Rehoboth. If you're outside of that vision, then we're going to have issues. That's what the mayor of this little town said. And that's the problem with our elected officials these days, is that they have the vision. But that's not the way it works. That's the way we've been conditioned, the way we've been told, whether it be through public schooling or news media, fake news. That's what we've accepted as being the reality of elected officials, is that they're going to have these great ideas, and they're going to tell us the great ideas because it makes it really simple on us. We don't have to think anymore. They can just tell us, and then they're going to go institute this. But that's totally against what our founding framers thought of. The whole idea was not, let's get somebody who thinks they're smarter than us, who's going to come up with ideas for us. The whole concept was, let's send one of us there to bring our values to D.C., to Washington. That was what the framers had in mind, not the other way around. And we've talked about this ad nauseum over the last, 6 months, is that we have to change the way that we view our elected officials. We have to take an active role in our government. And we don't do that. We just say, you know what? I don't like this guy's ideas, so I'll vote for the other guy or gal. When essentially what we have to do is we have to change the entire way we look at it and say, who within our community has been successful? Who within our community best represents us? And let's go to that person and now ask that person to represent us in our nation's capital. And I know it's a big shift. It's a paradigm shift and how we look at it. But we've been so trained to accept the other that we're unwilling to now participate, and we just complain. And this mayor of Rehoboth Beach is the epitome of what's wrong with our politics in this country. I have a vision. If you're outside of that, then we're gonna have issues. Is that somebody that you think represents the majority of people in his or her community? Or someone that has their own axe to grind. Somebody that has their own policies they want to institute for the betterment of them. Look no further than someone like Harry Reid, who benefited millions and millions of dollars by legislation in the Senate. All of a sudden, his private investments seem to go skyrocketing whenever he introduces a new bill. So we have to change the way we're looking at it. We're going to continue with this. Plus, we got to talk about this stuff with the UN and Israel. It's getting dicey, and it's not going to get any better over the next couple of weeks. Guys, hang in there. You're listening to The Rhino Report. Hey, guys. Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit ka'anapaliresort.com. That's K-A-A-N-A-P-A-L-I-Resort.com.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Wednesday edition of the Rhino Report. So this is going to be a running theme about how we have to change the way we look at our politicians. And Donald Trump may just be somebody that represents just a small faction of that new way of looking at it. I mean, we talked about it yesterday. Donald Trump didn't come up with any new ideas. He wasn't someone that came out and said, you know what, I got an idea. We should build a wall, right? No, that's been an idea kicked around for the last 240 years. But he heard us talking about it. His team of the exploratory committee. That's where a lot of this got going, is he has an exploratory committee figure out, is he somebody that can regurgitate the things that we're all talking about, and can he do it on a mass scale? And that's why he won. It has nothing to do with everything else mainstream media is talking about. It's because he represents a large swath of this country, even though he's from Manhattan. And you would never think that somebody who lives on the 80th floor in a penthouse in Manhattan would represent the guy looking for work in Ohio. But he does, because he listened. And he wants to be a representation of the American community, not just Manhattan. Whereas Hillary Clinton was so hell-bent on representing San Francisco, right? L.A., New York, Chicago. That was what she wanted to do. And that's, in a nutshell, where this all went wrong for her. And you can say death by a thousand cuts with the WikiLeaks emails. And you can talk about James Comey all you want. However, he never would have been involved in any of this had she just not lied or tried to hide information. So, but when you talk about the character of the person, it was Donald Trump's character because he felt a lot like your friend. He felt a lot like someone you would invite into your living room. So we're going to keep going with this for a while, the next weeks, months, years. But worth noting anyway. All right, let's talk about something we talked about yesterday. Yesterday I said, if you ever get me one of those Echoes or the Alexa or the Google Home, whatever it's called, I'm going to send it back. Or I'm going to give it to you and smile and say, thanks for the thought, but this is just not me. And the reason is because I believe that these things, and I'm not one of these guys who wears the tinfoil hat. I like Alex Jones. I don't always agree with Alex Jones. I like George Norrie. I don't always agree with George Norrie. I think it's entertaining. I'm not one of these tinfoil hat guys, but I'm convinced that these Alexas or Echoes, whatever they're called, they listen. Because they have to listen for their name. That's how you engage the product. You say, hey, Alexa, and it goes, yes, and you ask it a question, right? Well, there's a guy by the name of James Bates. He lives in Bentonville, Arkansas. Now, I think Bentonville, if I'm not mistaken, is the world headquarters of Walmart. I'm pretty sure that's in Bentonville. So he has been charged with first-degree murder. There was a dead man found in his bathtub. So it sounds like a pretty good charge to me. Sounds like we're getting somewhere here. What the police have done is they've tried to have Amazon cough up all of the information that Alexa has recorded while in his home. And Amazon won't really say if it records everything. They're just not coughing it up. But they do acknowledge that it remains active listening for its voice, or for its name. So like I said yesterday, avoid the whole fiasco and just don't buy these things. Because now you get into a situation where you want to be pro-cop, and you want to say they should have access to evidence, and a tech company shouldn't block their access. But then you get into the civil liberties portion of it, and you say, well, you know, that's sort of privileged communication. You have an expectation of privacy within your own home. So avoid the whole thing. Don't have any conflicts going on in your head about this, and just don't buy them. That's as simple as that. We have these little computers in our pockets. You can take them out. You can punch in whatever question you want. Inside of 8 minutes, you're an expert in everything. That's how these little computers we have in our pockets work. So there is a statement here. Statement by Amazon. And they says, information about use of Alexa and its interaction with your Alexa-enabled product, such as your device type, voice information, content, metadata, and location, they use it in another fashion, what they're saying here. What they do is they use it for marketing. So they're going to send stuff to your house, or you're going to have all of a sudden new ads pop up on your computer, or whatever. But it's always listening. And the police have asked twice to get this information, and they haven't received it. It sort of reminds me of when Apple refused to help the FBI after the San Bernardino shootings. And eventually the FBI hired someone to crack the four-digit code on the iPhone, right? You gotta hire a $1 million contractor. Government spending at its best. We'll be right back, guys. Hang in there.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from room to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
When you really want Italian food, by now you know you've got to go to Columbo's. And when you want to bring in the New Year's right, it's Columbo's Italian Steakhouse and Jazz Club, Colorado Boulevard, Eagle Rock. There's a reason Columbo's is known as that little neighborhood place you wish was down the street from you. It's because Columbo's does it right. And for New Year's, they pull out all the stops. Great jazz, scrumptious steaks and fish specialties, your favorite libations, Columbo's family recipe Italian treats, and don't forget the meatballs. Columbo's for New Year's, of course. 323-254-9138. 323-254-9138. New Year's resolution number one, call Columbo's. 323-254-9138. And start the new year right. Columbo's. Mangia.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Wednesday edition of the Rhino Report. So much I want to get to today, but first, you got to remember to check out the old episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. You can follow me on Twitter, at Rhino on Air, or on Gab, speaking freely on Gab. I like Gab. It's interesting. It's like a, I think it's still in beta until the middle of January, something like that, and then it's going to be open to everybody. It reminds me of when Twitter, what was it, 2007 or 9, whatever it was, when Twitter first came out. It reminds me a little bit of that, which is a little bit what they're going for, I guess, except for the whole we're not going to censor what you say stuff. All right, a couple more things, then we got to talk about Israel, because that's really important. So there was this bomb scare at Trump Tower, or as I call it, White House North, yesterday. And it wound up being a bag of toys. I get the jokes on Twitter. I get it. You know, everyone's a comedian. Once you have this device in your pocket, all of a sudden you're the wittiest, funniest person on the planet. So what happened is, what they said was, Sean Spicer, who is going to be, of course, the press secretary now for Donald Trump, he goes on Twitter and he says, "Back to work here at Trump Tower after a false alarm." So that's it, right? Okay. False alarm, and people are a little hypersensitive now. It's the holidays in New York City, and it's Trump Tower. It's the incoming president, so, you know, we're all hypersensitive about this. Within minutes, there is a response from a spokesman from Comrade Mayor Bill de Blasio, this guy Eric Phillips, and he responds and says to Sean Spicer, "No problem, we'll send you the bill." What? What? You're going to send... don't try to be funny. This is serious stuff. There was a bomb scare. It happened to be a bag of toys. I get that. But it was still a bomb scare in the building where the president-elect is, along with thousands and thousands of people, New Yorkers, tourists, everything, are in this building. So, Trump's director of social media, Dan Scavino, who I was unaware, by the way, that Trump had a director of social media. If that's the case, has he really failed at his job, or has he done an ingenious tie? I mean, because Twitter is, you could say Twitter is really what got Donald Trump so popular. I mean, for things he said and, you know, how he said it. So he has a social media director, and he responds to Eric Phillips, this spokesman for Mayor Bill de Blasio. He says, Eric Phillips, spokesperson for @NYC Mayor, @Bill de Blasio, you are an embarrassment to the @NYC Mayor's office and the amazing #NYPD. That is a good response. So what's happened, and we talked about this a few weeks ago, is the mayor of New York has sent Congress a bill for $35 million for the security in and around Trump Tower, White House North. They're parking dump trucks full of sand out front, and there's all sorts of heavily armed NYPD, well-trained heavily armed NYPD officers around the building. So Congress responded by giving the city what they generally give cities for any sort of presidential security that's at the expense of the city, and they gave them $7 million. Here's $7 million. This should cover some of it, but this is where the guy lives. If he lived in Bentonville, Arkansas, we'd have to do it there too. So, but again, I guess it's like insurance companies. De Blasio has resubmitted the $35 million request, and it's also worth noting that no such bills ever leave the mayor's office bound for D.C. when NYPD has to provide security for U.N. delegates and delegations. No, no. When Barack Hussein comes to town, no, no. They just take the $7 million and they go, okay, thanks. They don't resubmit it, and no. This is all because it's Donald Trump. De Blasio and Trump have had a pissing contest for about the last year and a half. What de Blasio doesn't realize, because he's a communist and they don't think this way, is that if Donald Trump just said, you know what, I'm out of here, and he just liquidated his properties in New York City, that would kill the real estate market in New York City. And I'm sure de Blasio will be fine with that. Because when you kill the market, people lose money, they become dependent on the government, and ipso facto, you have your communist government. But Donald Trump could easily say, I don't need to do this. See, Donald Trump doesn't need New York City. As a businessman, forget being a president-elect, he doesn't need New York City. New York City needs him. And it's the same with all the big building owners in the city. If they all just decided, you know what, we're going to go to Delaware, where it's much more tax-friendly for a business. Or we're going to go to Texas, or we're going to go, you know, whatever. South Carolina, Florida. It would throw New York City into a micro-depression this country has never seen. Never seen. But that's what these big progressives, the communists, the big lefties, it's what they thrive on. They thrive on the fact that people may need them. And once you're dependent on them, they are not going to let you go. Because when they get your dependence, they get your vote. Remember? All right? So, we'll move on from this. That's going on in New York City, some local stuff here. But more internationally here, this stuff with Israel is really starting to get out of control. Now there are reports, and this is coming from a few different newspapers. One is in Egypt, saying that Secretary of State, the ketchup king of New England, John Kerry, he and I guess Susan Rice and Power and all them, they sort of framed this UN resolution that banned the development in what they're calling occupied territories of Israel, which is sort of a misstatement. They're not occupied. They haven't been occupied since 1967. And So they're saying that there's areas that they can't develop settlements in, and if they do, it would be a gross breach of international law, a flagrant violation, something you get in football. And so we're going to talk about what these transcripts that this Egyptian newspaper got a hold of that occurred when there was a meeting between Kerry and some Palestinian officials, a negotiator and a head of their intelligence. So it was Kerry, a couple of Palestinians, and Susan Rice. Ah, Susan Rice involved in another scandal. Go figure. Go figure. Guys, we're like 25 or 26 days away from all of this stuff coming to an end, but the next few weeks are going to be brutal. They're going to be brutal. They really are. And we have some information here about some more regulations that Obama wants to enact over the next few weeks. One of them involves pork. Something to do with pork and making it harder to sell pork. Go figure.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California, the number one Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's features specialty salads, homemade pastas, chicken dishes, supreme seafood, meatballs, and our award-winning pizzas, thin or thick crust. Calling all party planners, private rooms still available for your holiday luncheon or dinner. Try our Holiday Express lunch buffet, just $12.95 per person. It includes tossed green salad, lasagna, chicken cacciatore, sausage and peppers, pasta alfredo, homemade rolls, and butter, garlic bread, and Zeppoli's, our famous Italian donuts. Plan your holiday party now. Call Angelo's and Vinci's at 714-879-4022. Angelo's and Vinci's, your destination for private parties, weddings, birthday parties, and all holiday events. 20,000 square feet of food and fun and voted best Italian restaurant in Orange County. Angelo's and Vinci's, 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise, we're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Wednesday edition of the Rhino Report. So, we are talking about Israel and this meeting that may or may not have happened. If you ask the White House, the meeting never happened. Although, if you go to the State Department website, it was on John Kerry's schedule to meet with these people. But it never happened. Deny everything. Blame the Egyptians. Blame the Russians. Blame whoever you can. Just do not take accountability. That is not in the democratic platform we all agreed upon prior to the convention in July. So, back to the real news, now that we got the fake stuff out of the way. So John Kerry, Susan Rice, they meet with a Palestinian negotiator and the head of the Palestinian intelligence. And essentially, the transcript, one part here says, "We're ready to cooperate with you at the Security Council to ensure a balanced resolution. We have instructed our representative in the UN, Samantha Power, to maintain contact with the Palestinian representative, Riyad Mansour." And what they're talking about in these transcripts is trying to formulate a way that they can pass this resolution and have enough support. In fact, there are now even reports that Vice President Joe Biden got on the phone with the Ukraine and made sure they were voting yes. So it's kind of like in Congress. When you get a bill going, you got to get support beforehand. You have your test votes, the whole thing. And they were framing this with the Palestinians. Now, it's easy to say that this administration does not like Israel. and perhaps they don't like the Jewish faith in general. You could very easily say that. There's probably a few reasons for that. Number one, I'm speaking generally. I don't want to get the mean, nasty emails on this. But speaking generally, Jews are business owners. They're very entrepreneurial. Again, in general. They are more religious than a lot of people really think. There's many different factions of Christianity in Judaism. You have like Reformed, you have Orthodox, you have the Hasidim, and they fall into a category where they're very religious. And both of those things, entrepreneurialism and fear of God, don't square with the Obama administration and liberals and progressives in general. See, Jews value family and God over government, and there's no place for that when it comes to the Obama administration and this new progressive agenda, which is why I think a lot of people, and you have some of these people in the middle of the country, Democrats, are coming out and doing the autopsy on their own and saying, listen, we have to change the way we think. We have to change our perception because we have a very coastal perception. And, it's not surprising to me that this administration would have its hand in framing this resolution that bans Israel from developing in their own country because, first of all, Netanyahu has not been a great friend to Obama and vice versa. It goes both ways. I think it was a tremendous slap in the face when Netanyahu came here and he spoke to the Senate. Remember, he's on the Senate floor speaking about a year and a half ago, and none of the Democrats showed up, and Obama was out of town, and he was invited. I guess Boehner or McConnell invited him. That was a tremendous slap in the face. Now, there is a lot to this, and Donald Trump has pledged to move the U.S. Embassy to Jerusalem, which is is considered to be occupied territory also. And the Palestinians are not happy about this. Remember, the Palestinians, when you saw pictures on 9/11 of people celebrating and burning our flag, not only was it happening in Newark and in parts of New Jersey and parts of Brooklyn too, it was also happening with the Palestinians. Most of the video you saw that day of the people running around burning our flag and cheering for the 3,000 people that lost their lives, they were Palestinians, okay? So the Palestinians, there is no peaceful resolution to this because religion is in the middle of it. And the area that surrounds Israel is, of course, Arab. And they are anti-Jew. And you have places like Iran and Saudi Arabia and, the PLO. It's just very, very anti-Israel. There will never be any sort of peace treaty here. They've tried many, many times, and it has failed many, many times. But the fact that the White House may be involved in this is not surprising. It shouldn't surprise anybody. Our president has a strong disdain for Israel and Benjamin Netanyahu to begin with. Now, there are some people, this is according to the Washington Free Beacon, there are some people who are now in Congress trying to figure out a way to defund the UN on our end. So we contribute 22% of all funds to the UN, which is the largest contributor of any country in the 198 country body. And Ted Cruz is sort of leading the charge here. He says the disgraceful anti-Israel resolution passed by the UNSC was apparently only the opening salvo in the Obama administration's final assault on Israel. President Obama, Secretary Kerry, Ambassador Power, and their colleagues should remember that the United States Congress convenes on January 3rd, and under the Constitution, we control taxpayer funds they would use for their anti-Israel initiatives. So, like I said yesterday, you have guys like Lindsey Graham saying we should get out of the UN. You have Ted Cruz. You have Donald Trump. You have the far right, you have the establishment, and you have the anti-establishment all coming together on this, not to mention a fair amount of Democrats also jumping on board. And we have some quotes from some of their high-up sources on the Democrat side that will even convey this too. Obama has, well, people are finally realizing that he never had the best interests of the U.S. and our allies in mind at all. Hey guys, Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your health care. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember, Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley, at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys. Welcome back to this final segment of today's Wednesday edition of the Rhino Report. Follow me on Twitter at Rhino On Air, at Rhino On Air, or on Gab. Same name there. And you can check out the old episodes, as I've said already in this show, on iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio. And you can email me questions, concerns, comments. I get back to most of you. I'd say I get back to probably, I don't know, 90-95% of you. And that's Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at rwbnetwork.com. So, talking a little bit more about this Israel stuff and this vote with the UN. And then we're going to move on to something else a little lighter. And we'll get back to this tomorrow. So, in addition to cutting off the U.S. funds for the U.N., the Congress, in a bipartisan effort, which again reconvenes January 3rd, is looking at other measures such as stripping the Palestinians diplomatic privileges, expelling Palestinian diplomats from the U.S., scaling back ties with foreign nations that voted in favor of this resolution. So there's a lot of things that we can do. And essentially what Congress is saying and what a guy like Ted Cruz is saying is that if you're going to mess with Israel, you're going to mess with us. And that's the message we should have been sending all along for the last 8 years. There's just this thing that Barack Hussein Obama has against Israel. And, you know, we can all sort of try to extrapolate different things and try to come to a conclusion here. But at the end of the day, he doesn't like them. Whether it's the faith he doesn't like or if it's the leaders he doesn't like. But we deal with many unpleasant leaders throughout the world on a much more amicable scale than we do with Benjamin Netanyahu. So this is going to be ongoing. This is going to be big. This is going to be the president ending his tenure on a scandal, which is pretty apropos if you ask me. So I wanted to get into some of the regulations he's going to start dropping in the next few days, and we'll do that tomorrow because there's some ones here that won't surprise you, but some may. We're going to talk about fake news tomorrow too. We didn't get to that today. But what I do want to talk about real briefly here is The Hill put out a list of the top 15 Democrat presidential candidates for 2020. So Donald Trump not even sworn in yet, and The Hill has a list. Number one on the list, Senator Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren. Number one, they think this is like a power ranking of where they think they're going to, you know, where these people fall. Number two, Bernie Sanders. He'd be like 145 years old in 2020, so that would be tough. Cory Booker, number three. I could see that. Senator out of New Jersey, very well spoken. He's very popular in New Jersey. Drop down number five, Kristen Gillibrand out of New York. She is Hillary Clinton light. That's what Kristen Gillibrand is. Very anti-gun, very anti-entrepreneur. She has killed just as many jobs in northern New York as Hillary Clinton did. Number six, First Lady Michelle Obama. We've heard that kicked around a few times. Number seven, I think, is their best shot, John Hickenlooper. Those of you who don't know who that is, he's the governor of Colorado and very popular and very moderate. I know some of you far righties out there think he's not so moderate, but way more than Warren, right? Chris Murphy out of Connecticut, that would be a disaster, totally anti-gun. Joe Biden, number nine on their list. Number 10, Andrew Cuomo, governor out of New York. You have to go to number 12 to find Hillary Clinton. She's fallen to number 12 in the Democrat power rankings, according to The Hill. That's pretty funny. Tim Kaine is 14. And number 15, I'm surprised it took 15 to get to this, but Oprah Winfrey. I guess no Lindsay Lohan, no Kanye West, so they're really scraping the bottom of the barrel now. All right, guys, hope you had a good time today. A big thank you to all of those serving our country at home and abroad, and a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all the hard work. Please stay safe. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great rest of your day, everybody. And until tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. I'm the Rhino, and I'm out.